USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Internal Revenue Service, or IRS, is cracking down on payments made through third-party apps, requiring platforms like Venmo, PayPal, and Cash App to report transactions if they exceed $600 in 1 year. The new IRS monitoring program started January 1st. President Biden addresses the nation Thursday morning.
The big lie being told by the former president and many Republicans who fear his wrath is that the insurrection in this country actually took place on Election Day, November 3rd, 2020. Think about that. Is that what you thought? Is that what you thought when you voted that day? Taking part in an insurrection? Is that what you thought you were doing? Or did you think you were carrying out your highest duty as a citizen and voting?
Thanks for listening. USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen temporal scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Whatever the reason, Americans are buying firearms like they're going out of style.
Americans bought more than 18.5 million guns in 2021, the second best year on record for gun sales. The sales were about 12% shy of the record-setting year of 2020. Gun sales in 2021 were 40% ahead of gun sales in 2019. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Chicago Teachers Union President Jesse Sharkey held a Zoom press conference on Wednesday to defend the union's vote to cancel in-person classes.
Right now, going into schools puts us at risk, puts our students and families at risk. We'd rather be in our classes teaching. We'd like to have in-person school open. What we are saying, though, is that right now we're in the middle of a dangerous surge. It is breaking all the records.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Federal prosecutors under Democrat Attorney General Merrick Garland have charged more than 700 people in more than 45 states with participating in the January 6th riot. It should be noted that none of them have been charged with insurrection. Bill O'Reilly was on Fox News last night giving his perspective on all the riots the last 2 years.
Well, it'll be interesting tomorrow when Vice President Harris gives a speech on the January 6th Capitol riot, because she actually called for Americans to supply money to bail out some of the protesters arrested in the Floyd riots. So I don't think she's going to mention her posture back then, but it's obvious to anybody that the left doesn't want any kind of accountability for what they do, yet they demand that any mistake on the right, and certainly this was a huge mistake, invading the Capitol. And anybody who thinks it wasn't doesn't really understand life, doesn't understand the United States, because when you do something like that in support of Donald Trump, you hurt Donald Trump. And so you're hurting your guy. When you break into the Capitol, you're hurting your cause. And so I say, what are you doing? You think this is going to turn out well?
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.